Greetings, Earthlings, on a somber note. We had a tragedy in Louisiana this past weekend where some lunatic decided to murder his own parents and three other people. And I just think that it's getting to a point to where we need to open our eyes to what's really going on. First off, my condolences go out to the families and anybody else affected by this. And secondly, I want to go to the main issue, which is not guns, but who has their hands on guns. See, the issue has never been about taking guns away from people. The issue has always been about keeping crazy or mentally unstable people away from guns. See, when you become a parent, you understand how delicate a life is. When that baby is in a woman's stomach, the slightest thing can affect it. Life is so precious. It takes 9 months to create a seed. And it takes less than 2 seconds to take that life with the gun. It is beyond ridiculous. It is coward. I do get that in some instances, guns are, they help save lives. They're good for hunting. And if you know what you're doing, then by all means, continue to have a gun. The issue is they're giving out like candy at a convenience store to anybody that wants to put their hand on one. And I've always said, guns and driving should be taught in school. Yes, you heard right. You should, just like you go to career center, when you're in high school, junior, senior year, you should be taken to a gun range, each student with an instructor, and taught how to shoot and given a license. Now, if you don't want to have a gun beyond that, you don't have to have one. But if you do, you'll already understand how to shoot, and you'll have respect for that gun. Also, driving. There's too many people that can't drive. Driving should be taught in high school. Eliminate the risk of these maniacs getting on the road. But anyway, another issue that I had with it was somehow, in this technology of a world we live in, this man made it all the way to Virginia. All the way to Virginia, where we have cameras on damn near every traffic light. Come on now. Why don't we use technology for the good it's supposed to be used for? And of course, they managed to take him alive. Now, far be it for me to pass judgment on somebody, because I'm not God, I'm not Jesus, I'm not a pastor. But I'm not stupid. You can kill all these unarmed black men that don't have no gun on them, that might have a bag of Skittles, But when it comes to Dylann Roof shooting up a church, or this freakazoid shooting his parents, you take them alive. Coincidence that they're white? I don't think so. Race baiting? I am not giving you facts, is what I'm doing. Anytime somebody white shoots up a place, the only way they die is when they take their own life. Now, there are instances where the cops have shot them and they haven't killed them. But for the most part, unless they shoot at the cops don't shoot them. They always manage to take them alive somehow. Weird, isn't it? But this is a tragedy. Make no mistake about it. And we're gonna have to find a way to find a solution with this, because this is just getting senseless now. Pointless. It's just mentally unstable people that in a flash will do anything. If that man killed his own parents and went after his grandmother, I'm pretty sure he would have killed anybody. It was just that moment. And we got to keep our eyes peeled, and we got to be able to see that when people are hurting inside, they're not doing like they did in the old days and just commit suicide. They're killing people. Now, this dude is going to go to jail, and he's going to be somebody's bitch. And he killed his own parents. Chew on that for a second. Let's think about it. But I just wanted to touch on that because, like I said, it hit kind of close to home. So I thought a podcast about it was appropriate. Thank you. Any questions you have, let me know. Any comments you have, let me know. Y'all please be safe out there. Live life. Love it. One.